USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat from California, Adam Schiff, is taking some heat after he paraphrased the transcript of a phone call had between President Trump and the Ukraine president.
What else it's not? It's not the conversation that was in the chairman's opening statement. While the chairman was speaking, I actually had someone text me, is he just making this up? And yes, he was. Because sometimes fiction is better than the actual words or the text. But luckily, the American public are smart, and they have the transcript. They've read the conversation. They know when someone's just making it up.
That's Republican Congressman Mike Turner from Ohio. Schiff did clarify later that at least part of the transcript that he read was a parody. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants Democrats to look into former Vice President Joe Biden and his role in helping his son in Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Syrian government used chemical weapons to attack opposition forces in May.
Today I'm announcing that the United States has concluded that the Assad regime used chlorine as a chemical weapon on May 19th in an attack at Latakia province, Syria.
Speaking to reporters in New York, Pompeo says the attack was part of a campaign that has killed more than 1,000 innocent Syrians and that the attacks will not go unchallenged. First-time unemployment claims rose last week. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington,
Labor Department figures show around 213,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, and that was 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were seen in California, Georgia, and Florida. The steepest declines were registered in Arkansas, Illinois, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
In Boston federal court on Thursday, Los Angeles businessman Stephen Semprevivo was sentenced to 4 months in prison for bribing his son's way into college. Defense attorney Stephen Buzang says his client accepted responsibility from the beginning and fell prey to the master manipulator, Rick Singer.
I mean, he's a scoundrel. He knew these people's vulnerability. He ingratiated themselves on a proper level for over a year, most of them. And talk to him, and then he came at them in their most vulnerable position over a child.
The feds are announcing the results of a coordinated operation across the northeastern United States to crack down on illegal opioid distribution and health care fraud. U.S. Attorney Craig Carpenito of the District of New Jersey says this issue continues to plague his state.
Since 2010 alone, the District of New Jersey has recovered, not charged, recovered, more than $1.38 billion in health care fraud and government fraud settlements, judgments, fines, restitution, and forfeiture under the Federal False Claims Act, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and other statutes.
And finally, Uber is making your rideshare experience just a little bit safer. The rideshare giant rolled out a new feature to their application today that allows drivers and riders to text 911 while they're on a trip. The move instantly sends vehicle information, GPS location, and destination to police dispatch without alerting others in the car. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.